Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will indeed encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, I may have a little snafu. My guest, Kevin Candy, who is a consultant in renewable energy, is not in the studio. I have tried to communicate with him on Facebook to have him call in. I have not heard from him. So there are one of two things I can do. I have a friend in Pennsylvania who I'm wondering if he'd be willing to let me interview him about his spiritual journey, including his experience as a caregiver, and also his past history, coming to terms with sexuality, so on and so forth. If he's willing to do that, he has the number and can call in, and if not, that's okay. The other thing that I'm going to do now is to tell you a little bit about some of the exciting things that are going on in my life, because I have a huge book that I just signed a contract on. It's called Occam's Razor Revisited, A Simple Solution to Freedom from All Addictions. Dr. Bernie Siegel, who is the author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and whose latest book is The Art of Healing, has written a foreword to the book and has even honored me by saying that he would like to quote from me from this book in his latest book. There are four best-selling authors that are going to endorse the book. I approached one publisher who said, this project's too hot for us to handle. You need somebody who can handle a best-selling book. So I believe I'm finally going to have a bestseller. And the premise is that you can not only recover from addictions, you can be cured from addictions. Now, I am a recovered alcoholic, meaning that I can safely drink now. I used to drink a case of beer and sometimes a bottle a day, too, back in my 30s. Now I can have a glass or two of wine a day. I am a recovered sex addict. I love my sex life. I embrace my sexuality. I used to want to be anything but a gay man. Today I celebrate it as a gift from God. And I no longer need to search for love in all the wrong places or have sex with scores of men anonymously like I used to have. I can't even relate to that life. I have a gentleman that I am very fond of, who I'm enjoying a very intimate relationship with, just started having that relationship, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again tomorrow, and he knows who he is. So, you know, life is not good, it is awesome. And there are so many other exciting things going on in my life. What I'd like to do right now is play a promo from my latest published book, Shades of Gay, which is about a sex addict and alcoholic who comes to a crossroads in his life and needs to decide whether or not he is going to take the higher road. That is the question. Now, this book is available on Amazon.com. It's received 5 stars from everybody that's read it, 5 out of 5 stars. I could use your support. It's an excellent book. It's also available on Kindle. And for anybody that questions whether or not they're a sex addict or alcoholic, it's a must read. And if you're in recovery, you'll appreciate the book. It is very explicit for a reason. It shows addiction for what it is. So if you have a problem reading explicit sexuality, it will not be for you. But I've had a straight grandmother that read it, and she had no problems with the explicit gay sex and drugs and alcohol. So here we go, Shades of Gay by David Clark. Remember, there's more than one title by that name, so you do have to put in, besides Shades of Gay on Amazon, David Clark spelled with an E.
Prepare to be shocked. Prepare to be moved. Prepare to laugh. Prepare to cry and prepare to be inspired. Dive into David Clark's latest book, Shades of Gay, and you will find yourself plunged into the trenches of sexual addiction. You will embark upon a kaleidoscopic tour from the abyss to higher ground. In the beginning, it was love at first sight when Daniel and Mark met, but through the years, that same love became tainted. Daniel, an alcoholic and sex addict, has found himself unable to resist the lure of other men. When Mark discovers his infidelity, he leaves Daniel, who begins a dark descent into sexual tryst after tryst. Shades of Gay reveals the myriad desires a lost man can permit his body and soul to revel in despite the pain they bring. But can such fleeting moments of pleasure bring meaning to life? Will Daniel realize the love he had with Mark is worth more than the sweat spent in other men's beds?
And that is Shades of Gay by David Clark, and as I said, you need to put in both of those things on Amazon.com. It's also available on BarnesandNoble.com, and my special guest, Kevin Candy, has still not come into the studio. I have just emailed an amazing radio host and best-selling author, and I'm hoping that she will be able to be on the show. She's been on it before. And so we will see if she can come on the show. If not, I will just wing it, and I will tell you more about me and my background. So what I would like to tell you, for those of you who have not heard my background, I am a sex abuse survivor. I have tried to commit suicide. I have received the label of a bipolar disorder. I have been a sex addict in my past. I've been an alcoholic. I've been a drug addict. And yet I'm healed from all of those things today. The only thing that I do is that I smoke cigarettes. And it looks like I have somebody on the line here. Let me see who it is. Hello.
Hi, David. It's Brenda Pierce calling.
Brenda, thank you for saving my life. How are you tonight?
Well, I have a bit of a hoarse voice, but there's a story that goes with that.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm feeling wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Well, just to let people know, Brenda Pierce has a wonderful radio network. She is a beautifully spiritual woman. You can catch her on E Factor Radio. She always signs her emails with bliss, and she's a new best-selling author, and I'm going to get into that with her. First of all, let me read you her biography. Brenda Pierce is an innovator. An RN of 30 years, she is an author, healer, speaker, and dreamer. She has learned to live life from a balanced perspective. It was during a hands-on healing session that occurred a little over a decade ago that life began to transform. That hands-on session broke through blocks in her life and opened the door to greater discovery, awareness, and peace. The hands-on healing session happened while working at her local hospital as a staff RN. It happened at a time when life was at its lowest point in her marriage, when the day before her husband had thrown his wedding ring at her. The hands-on healing gave her a sense of peace in a storm of uncertainty, and gave her the tools to navigate through the storms of life. She is now a Reiki master and has studied several other modalities. She is an advocate for integrative medicine and feels that there is a place for complementary therapies in our world of healthcare today. And with that said, let me ask you again, Brenda, how are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you,
David?
I
love it. I am awesome.
Good.
good. It's excellent, right?
It's beyond words, yes. Life is
yes.
good.
And what is the message that you would say to people who are hanging in there or surviving? What message of hope can you hold out for them?
First of all, don't give up. Believe mm-hmm. in yourself. Find one thing inside your heart that really makes you happy. And hold mm-hmm. on to it for dear life. Because life
uh-huh.
does get better.
It sure does. It sure does. And what I encourage people to do is to climb the rung of that ladder. If you've dropped to the bottom, that ladder is before you, and it is up to you to climb it, and you don't need to do it alone. You can reach out for help. All you need to do is call on a friend. If you don't have a friend handy, do something like take a walk, breathe, play with your dog. Whatever it takes, watch a sunrise. Look at a rainbow. Just breathe, meditate. Pray, whatever works for you to connect with the universe or God, if that's who you call your higher consciousness. And what I say is what Esther Hicks says, and that is there's nothing more important than maintaining consistent moments of joy. And if you stay in a place of awareness, you never have to slip from that. But if you slip, and you don't slip very far, just climb the rung. And you'll be there very shortly. And sometimes it takes an action, but you are responsible for your own happiness, and that's all that God wants for you. Right, Brenda?
That's absolutely true. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. Now, Brenda, you obviously, you know, from the biography, have suffered some challenges in your life. Maybe suffered is the wrong word for it. How did you manage to get past some traumas? Because I know, and if you're willing to share the story about your husband's challenge and how that impacted on you, that would be welcome, because I think it might provide hope to others. But I'm wondering how you prevailed and made lemonade out of lemons in your life.
Well, I guess that's an excellent question. And I think the thing is, not only did I have a husband who was schizophrenic, and we were married for 26 years, and we never celebrated our 25th because we were going through divorce at the time. But added to that, we lost a son. We had to move away from a home that we built. My husband suffered an extreme physical accident with breaking his neck. And then added to that, the mental illness as icing on the cake. And we all have these traumas and dramas in our life at various degrees, at various times in our life. But I always looked for the miracle that was inside the event, whatever it was. And I always believed that every day is like adding a new pearl to the strand of life.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a richness in every day, no matter what you're going through. And that really, really was what compelled me to keep moving forward, step by
wow.
step, day by day.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that is such a message of hope and such an inspiring story for people that may not even be facing something that big but feel like the bottom has dropped out for them. Folks, the point is that no matter what your challenges are, and I don't mean to minimize them if you haven't been through the kind of trauma or seeming trauma that Brenda's been through, because it's all relative, and we all have different challenges in this life. And it's all okay. That's the bottom line. It's all okay. It's all right. And you can prevail. All it takes is faith as small as a mustard seed, like Jesus said. And then you can change your life. Now, I say that hope is a stepping stone to faith. And even more importantly than faith is knowledge, inner knowing, that can come when you are connected to Source, when you have faith in yourself and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are aligned with God, that God is in you as you are in God, that you are the one that works the miracle because you are, in essence, God.
Yes, and that's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Brenda, let's talk a little bit about your radio show. I'd love to hear about it.
I'd love to share. I was a teleseminar host and of the Healthy Wealthy Evolution, and when I got done doing a couple of years' worth of seminars that way, I decided, where do I go from here? I love this. I've got bitten by the radio bug of some, you know, even though teleseminars are kind of like radio, they're not. But I just knew I had a calling to, you know, after getting through divorce and surviving all the dramas and traumas that I have, that there's a mission here bigger than me. And so I got on to Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, and it's easy to get started. And I started my show E-Factor Radio, and I just brought on, I bring on many transformational speakers, healers, teachers, authors. And even though it's a weekly show, it could be a daily show. And
sure.
There's just so much information to share out there.
Right.
And as you know, it's just an ongoing joy to be working with
mm-hmm.
so many wonderful people. So,
oh, yeah.
So the show is Mondays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. So you can look for E-Factor, E-Factor Brenda Pierce, and up will come my page, and there we are.
And how can they find your shows if they want to listen to them after the fact? And don't forget Free Spirit Broadcasting.
Absolutely. Free Spirit Broadcasting Network is a wonderful place to be hosted. I'm so wonderfully thrilled to be a part of the broadcasters on demand that are there. I'm also on srbroadcasting.com, and I'm also on the Planet Shifters Network. I'm going to lose track of some of them. And then my own is efactorlive.com. And that network is growing. It's in development right now with a new website. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to have some exciting new changes and additions to that network as well. So that's it. I'm also on Spreaker. If you're on Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube has some of my audios on there. iHeartRadio, you name it. I'm out there.
You sure are. And just to let people know, I have developed freespiritbroadcasting.com. That's the network where you'll find Brenda, where you'll find me, and several other wonderful hosts, a poet, a healer, a past life regressionist who's one of the top five psychics in the world, Mary Blake. And there are others that are coming on board. Diane Wing is coming on board. Heaven Lee is coming on board. These are bright, shining talents who are very spiritually aligned with my belief system. Not that I'm opposed to anybody else's, but I'm looking for people that resonate with a message of hope. And so you can find Brenda there. You can find me there. Just go to freespiritbroadcasting.com and click on our pictures, and it will bring up all of our shows, and Brenda's just loading shows on there, but she does have some there, and I believe I'm going to be on her network too, which is such an honor. And so we're sharing the wealth, and it's a very spiritual thing to do. And, you know, Brenda, like myself, and pardon me for speaking for you, Brenda, but I'm getting to know you pretty well. She is out there first and foremost to be of service to others. She is not a self-serving person, and she is going to be, she already is, a bright, shining star. She's got a best-selling book out, which I'd like to have her talk about. But I would like, Brenda, first of all, for you to tell us how you happen to align yourself with Source so that the miracle is unfolding, the universe is unfolding, so that you are just blossoming and making all of your dreams come true.
Oh, well, David, it's an honor to be a part of your network, and I thank you for all the beautiful words that you say. But you know what? You're right. It being in alignment with divine will really makes life a lot easier. And it doesn't mean that you have to be of a faith, or if you are, that's wonderful. But you have to be in alignment with what gives you joy. And I know
right.
a lot of people are saying, what is joy? You know, this day and age, there's so much trauma and trouble and stress and all this sort of thing. But, you know, in my world, having gone through all the horrible and awful things and that have occurred, when the marriage dissolved, and I'm not saying divorce is for everyone, but there was just me. I couldn't blame anybody else. I couldn't get upset with anybody else. If the day was awful, then it was only my doing, and I had to be the one to take charge of it. And I knew
right.
that space was opened up for me for a reason, because I was married as a Catholic, and marriage is forever, and heaven forbid you if you break the sacraments. And unfortunately, and I grew up very religious and very much, you know, in alignment with that. But there's something that happens when things are out of alignment that means it's not working. And for 26 years, my husband and I struggled through, and there were good times. Let me tell you, there were good times. But mental illness has a way of sucking the life out of everyone in the home. And even the treatments are not really, you know, take this pill and everything will be fine. No, it's not, you know. For some people, maybe. But other people, there's a journey here. And I really, really loved my husband. So for me to go through divorce was like absolutely putting the axe in my heart.
Yeah.
But it was actually the best thing that could have happened, because now it opened up the doors to what is possible. And every day I step into the world of just being in the moment, not looking too far in ahead, and not looking at the back and blaming myself. But in this moment of now is creation. It is powerful beyond belief, and when used correctly, will fill your heart with joy. And then it resonates from there, and it becomes just, you know, you don't want to go back to anything less than that.
And no.
So that's my secret there.
That's a beautiful message, and that is something that's possible for everybody out there. And it's interesting what you were saying about your Catholic background and some of the perhaps guilt and shame that you might have experienced at one point in time, which it sounds like you've totally let go of. What I would say to people is, if you're stuck in a religious or spiritual tradition that is not filling you with joy, you may want to consider that there's a better way out there. Now, I'm not telling you to leave your church. I'm not telling you to change your belief systems. I'll tell you what I did. What I had to do is let go of the God of judgment and embrace the God of love. All right? And the only person that judges me is me, and I do not do that anymore. I'm a beloved child of God, as we all are. God is only love, and love is what makes the world go round. That is a cement. Now, Jesus talked about love and forgiveness. Forgiveness suggests that there's such a thing as sin, but really all there is that we are human. And when we look at the fact that we are sinners, we're casting a judgment. There you go again. There we are playing judge, an executioner. And my point is this. Rather than look at forgiveness, how about just look at release, okay? Look at it all from the standpoint of love. Love. See no sin. God sees no sin. He sees you as perfect, just as you are. And all you are is human, and you may have missed the mark, and if you've done something wrong, you can say you're sorry. And sometimes the best thing to do is to just change your behavior, because I believe that to say you're sorry to somebody who's not necessarily in a place where they can receive that message can be harmful to yourself and possibly to that other person. But my point is this. Practice love. Practice joy. practice affirmation. That has been the primary key for me in releasing myself from judgment. And I would like to know what you think about that, Brenda.
I think you're spot on. There is a practice called Ho'oponopono. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's a Hawaiian practice. And basically, you can practice this even with people who you have had a conflict with, but you're not in a place to be able to confront them. Because that's really, really hard sometimes to confront people that you've had trouble with. And Ho'oponopono, basically there are four phrases, and you meditate on these, or you can say in your heart and your mind answers or explore them. So it is, and I have to think about them. I'm sorry. So the first phrase is, I'm sorry. And then you think about the person and all the ways that you're sorry and, you know, and just really release that. Again, release. No judgment. Mm. Because like you say, judgment, it implies that something was wrong.
Right.
And bad and really negative. And maybe the situation was, but why judge?
Right.
So the release of, I'm sorry. Please forgive me is the next phrase. So please forgive me. You're asking the universe to help you align with the feeling of forgiveness for whatever it is that you're trying to release. Again, no judgment. I love you. And you think about the person. Because when you go to a place of love, just like you said, the energy of love has a high healing vibration. It's only on the scale of consciousness about 500 or so. But love is like the turning point that opens up the rest of the relationship, rest of life, the rest of your experience to be a much more positive one. And a sense of gratitude. Thank you for being who you are, whoever this person is. Thank you for bringing to me the situation that's going to help me to be mindful of situations in the future, or magnify something in my own self that I need to heal. Thank you. And those are the four phrases that go with this. They're very powerful.
I love that. And so, folks, it can be done at a spiritual level, which sometimes is the best way to do it. You don't need to confront. You don't need to set yourself up for any kind of judgment. You can do it at a spiritual level, and that is okay. It, in essence, wipes the slate clean. Gratitude. You spoke about that as being the last step. For me today, gratitude is the first step. I had a healer who's an angel reader from England who said, all that I need to do is wake up and say, God, I'm grateful to be alive. Well, I do more than that. I count each of my blessings, and what I am grateful for, like Oprah Winfrey, who suggested keeping gratitude journals, I've received more and more things to be grateful for. It's like I've become a magnet for blessings. And so I encourage people to keep a gratitude journal, like Oprah said, to practice gratitude, to start off the day by saying, thank you, God, for another day, and count the blessings along the way, even if you can't see them in your life. Are you breathing? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food? I mean, you can keep it very, very simple. And then you will find that your attitude will shift into a place where you're seeing things that you never saw before. And you will be amazed at the results that will come to you.
Absolutely, I agree. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, starting the day with gratitude, but ending the day with gratitude. So sandwich your life in gratitude. And it becomes a very delicious experience.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you're quite grateful for this book that you've written. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. I love to brag about my book.
Good.
It's called The Inner Circle Chronicles, and it's book one, and it's an anthology or a compilation book of 12 magnificent women from different walks of life who've never, ever met before, and it was compiled by Anne Deidre, who is an intuitive angelic reader, intuitive consultant, and she went from a place of deep, dark depression, found her gifts of art, and then opening up through yoga practice, became very clairvoyant, very spiritual, and very aligned with the divine. And so Ann Deidre was a guest on one of my teleseminar show events, and from that that interview became a friendship and a great respect for each other. And so she was an artist with Inner Visions Galleries, and then became a writer of a couple bestseller books. And then her publisher actually approached her and said, how about you develop a spiritual arm of our publishing house, and you manage bringing together spiritual people to express themselves through writing. And she did.
Hmm.
And her first book project was this beautiful compilation book, which is now one of a series of three so far. But book one was took a year to make. And during that year, all 12 of us were gathered together on the phone monthly, and Anne did some amazing work with our chakras and clearing them and helping to balance us, and the work flowed. And during the work that we did to write also helped us to understand that we had greater gifts. For instance, I didn't know I was an intuitive, medical intuitive. I've worked in medicine for years. But I was so in tune, I didn't realize that I was able to predict somebody's size of their foot through distance. And, you know, or be able to, just by running my hands over the field of a person's body, tell where they had cancer. So that all came out of this beautiful work with Anne. And the book was released May 21st of this year, and it went within a week bestseller status on Amazon and Kindle, and is still up there. We just missed 1 week, but now it's about 7 weeks. So we've been 6 out of 7 weeks as bestsellers on Kindle. And
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We've gone into second printing already. And
oh my gosh, and in less than 2 months.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
congratulations.
See, again, I totally put it out there. When you're aligned with the divine, I mean,
yeah.
Look out. Really look out.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. Divine. Yeah, absolutely. And what a message this is to put out to people who have no idea what their potential is. And, you know, all you need to do is take a look at what your preferences are to discover what your gifts are if you don't know what they are. I never knew I was going to be an author. I never knew I was going to be a radio show host. I was just a gay man who was a social worker and who had mental illness and addiction issues. And look where I am today. You know, it's amazing.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it? Truly.
It is. It is. You know what, Brenda? I have a new dear friend who's listening, and he may or may not want to speak, but I would like to give him the opportunity because he's a very spiritual man. I will just identify him as Rob, and he has an amazing story himself, and I don't know if he'd want to share any of that, but I'd love to bring him on the line because I'm sure he would have some questions for you.
Oh,
is that all right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Rob. Rob?
Hi, David.
Hey, Rob.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm awesome. Are you feeling shy?
Yes.
Yes? Do you have anything you'd like to ask Brenda or me?
Well, I was very fascinated with her stories and the laying on of hands, I guess, is what she was referring to, and her talents and skills in that that
mm-hmm.
she discovered. And also to learn more about you.
Oh, that's great. Well, can you share your professional background with Brenda, because you are in the same field?
Oh, wow.
Yes, I have worked in many different areas of healthcare. I'm a registered nurse. Recently, moved to the country from Manhattan, where I was working. The latest job was orthopedics, but prior to that, many different areas of nursing. Mm-hmm. And taking care of my elderly mom really brought me back to my roots here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But I'm enjoying the freedom of, I'm actually working harder than I was when I had a job, but I'm enjoying it more. I'm feeling more fulfilled. I'm feeling happier every day, and that's a good thing for me, as it would be for anyone, I guess. But it's happening, is my point, and I'm grateful for it.
That's wonderful. I mean, yes, the work can be hard when you're in healthcare. And even harder when you have to, you know, you have your job and then you come home to providing health care for a loved one. But yet, there's no closer connection to God than when you're ministering to someone's needs like that. So, so wonderful for you.
That's right. Thank you. Yes, I agree.
And Rob has got so many talents. You should see his gardens. He had owned a flower shop in Manhattan, and I didn't know him at the time. But I visited him last weekend. I'm going to see him again tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to sharing a spiritual experience with him on many levels. But he has created these beautiful gardens all around his house, and he has three ponds, I believe, and a nice place to sit and meditate in front of this beautiful architectural stone waterfall. It looks very natural. And it's just amazing, his gifts. And he is very much a spiritual man. We've had some spiritual discussions, and I'm sure we will have some more. And Rob, if you would like to pick up the thread and talk to Brenda about anything that she's had to say or have any commentary or any questions, please feel free to do so now.
Oh, thank you. As I said, I was fascinated with her story, and I could relate to it on many levels, even though I hadn't experienced the degree of things that she had experienced. But I was just interested and enjoyed it, and I thank her.
Oh, thank you, Rob, for being here with us. And you know, and there's great power in sharing our stories. You know, if we don't share our stories, it's almost like maybe some of you can relate. Going back to my childhood, Sunday afternoons were spent around either a family member's table, and the women would share recipes and share gossip and share truth and share their stories. And
right.
Even with our advancement of technology and everything, we've lost that. And
yeah.
So, the Internet and online broadcasting has opened up and created that similarity of gathering around the table and, you know, really respecting each other's words and giving space and giving thanks and really being grateful for each other's presence. So, I thank you, David, for allowing me to have the chance to be here today.
Well,
Brenda,
if there's
anything I wanted to ask you, when you are feeling the aura or the energy of someone and you say that you feel cancer and you can feel the cancer, what is it that you can feel? Is it an electrical vibration or a sensation or just an intuition? Or
That's a really good question.
I say that I had taken some laying on of hands course at Riverside Church in New York, and I think it takes a great deal of practice and developing your intuition for that sort of thing.
It does if you don't have a way of practicing. I'm a Reiki master teacher, and so, you know, putting on hands and feeling the energy of the life force of the universe around us from God flowing through my body and through my hands gives me a great sensitivity to a person's energetic field. And or we can do a simple practice right now, and that is if you have short sleeves on, that's great. If you have long sleeves, roll up the sleeves on your shirt. And with your one hand, just about maybe an inch or two above the other arm, go up and down the arm in that empty space and start to see what you feel. And if you, you know, Rob, if you're doing that, I appreciate any feedback.
I am actually. I can't say that I feel anything. It might take some practice.
Right. Well, some of the things you might feel is almost like the hairs on your arms start to tingle. Okay? And
yes.
You're above the hairs, but they still feel kind of tingly. Or you might feel the tips of your fingers tingle. And the more you do this, and the more you just kind of relax into it and allow yourself to experience whatever it is you feel, you'll start to feel that you're actually working in the auric field. And the first auric field is the physical field. So the physical issues, if you go with your hands over a person's body and just scan with your hand, you'll feel different densities of energy. And when you get to an area that's really dense, then just hold your hand there and allow yourself to feel what that might be. And when you do that, you might be very surprised at what you actually experience and feel and what comes to you. Or you might like to ask the question of the person, did you have cancer in that area? And quite frankly, you know, they'll say yes, or some kind of a physical wound or trauma. And you'll get an idea as to, the more you do that, the more you'll get familiar with how that feels. And that leads to greater intuition. And intuition is basically trust. So trust what you feel and don't judge it.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I will keep practicing. I think it's a fascinating thing. I'm not sure that we all have it, but I think it's a beautiful thing that you have it.
Oh, thank you. Well, the thing is, we all have a gift. They're called the clairs. There's clairvoyancy, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairessence. And all those clairs, we each have one that is maybe a little more heightened in sensitivity. But we really have all of them. It's just a practice of recognizing and allowing that to come through. And the biggest thing is no judgment.
Right. I'd like to jump in for a minute because I haven't shared this with my host before, with my guests before. I'm not sure how much I shared with you, Rob, or I think I've shared this with you, Brenda. But when I had my latest spiritual awakening, which was like number 6 or 8, I don't know, but it was the largest one on the Richter scale, all of a sudden, all of these dormant gifts opened up. I'm able to do physical healing now. I've been able to do emotional and spiritual healing. I can move objects. I can channel. I realize I've channeled all of my books. I can channel Jesus. I can channel loved ones. I'm a medium. I have developed some amazing gifts in a very short period of time. And I've heard it said of other psychics that everybody has psychic potential. And that, you know, as Brenda was saying, they may manifest to greater or lesser degree in certain areas. But so many of us shut ourselves off to our gifts by judgment. And so I think it's absolutely amazing the window of opportunity that you are opening up for other people, Brenda.
Mm. Well, thank you for sharing. Because the thing is, sometimes people look at great tragedy as what it is, great tragedy. But, you know, when you embrace the greatest gifts that come from it, you find that you are much more self-reliant than, you know, in being able to understand that you have the power. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
And not being afraid of it. Some people are afraid of, like, being a psychic channel because they're afraid of, you know, getting wrong messages or channeling wrong entities. And, you know, or, you know, being on the dark side, being possessed, being crazy.
Right.
all those things kind of cross the mind. But when you you know you have, when it comes to you in a, and you know yourself, David, maybe you'd like to elaborate, how can you tell when you're receiving a message that's a true message and a gift from God and not one that is the monkey mind or the ego?
Okay. Well, let me meditate on that for a moment. All I say is it starts with a point of inspiration. And from there, it is this inner knowing, it's the only way I can describe it, that what is coming through me is nearly pure or pure. I can't be the judge of that other than what my own innate sensibility is. In terms of describing it, it's very difficult. I would need to meditate upon that. But I would say it's a matter of trusting your gut. For example, if you have a sense about something not being right, that's a good place to start. If you have a sense that something is right, that's another good place to start. It's kind of like what Brenda was talking to Rob about with feeling physical sensation, something as simple as the hairs on his hands, arm standing up. You need to start small, but it is just really, for me, at this point in time, I just do it so naturally I don't even think about it. When I sat down and started to write my first of 22 books 8 years ago, I didn't realize I was channeling. And it came to me later. It made perfect sense because I never remembered what I had written. And so if you are writing and you are channeling, you will not remember what you have written. And I have to read my books many times before I go on the talk show circuit to remember what I've written. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but that's just a starting point.
Well, I agree with you. It's an inner knowing. How many times have we not listened to a gut feeling and go, I should have listened. I should have listened to my gut.
Right.
You know, we
right.
all do it. And
yeah.
the thing is, we say that, and then we fall back into the trap of not listening to ourselves again. And the gut
mm-hmm.
is the gut chakra, which is the second chakra, is the gut of inner knowing. It really is your trusting area. And if you get a gut feeling, like we say, 9 out of 10 times if you act on it, it was the right thing to do. But
yeah.
the human existence expresses itself best by trial and error. You know?
Yes.
We have to go the long way around before we realize it was a shortcut. But
right.
once you realize it's a shortcut, which is the inner knowing piece, then you never want to go back to taking the long way or the wrong way ever again.
Well, the problem for so many people is they have trust issues that come from things like childhood trauma, being bullied, being physically or sexually abused. There's so many things that can make a person untrusting and create confusion. And so, you know, the challenge is one becomes an adult. If one is willing to take responsibility for their being an adult, and is first to heal the inner child. And when you start to do that, it opens new doors. And you start to develop an ability to discern who you can place your trust in. And it does not come all at once. It comes in bits and pieces. Now, as I mentioned, I was a childhood sexual abuse survivor. You may not know, but my mother was a schizophrenic. She is no longer a schizophrenic. She believed she was the Virgin Mary, and she was given electric shock treatment, and her brains were scrambled and fried. But, you know, aside from having an anxiety disorder as a result of that and short-term memory loss, she is perfectly intact and well at 87 years old. Now, I, on the other hand, believed that I was the reincarnation of Jesus. That created a lot of problems for me, and I didn't know my mother thought she was the reincarnation of the Virgin Mary. That after the fact. But I was judged as crazy, and so I was put on medication, and, you know, I'm getting off the beaten track here, but the point is that it is so important to heal oneself and to take responsibility for doing that. And in so doing, you can open up new doors where you can come to start to develop things like trust and intuition, where you can develop discernment, where you can develop quote-unquote good judgment, where you can start to have faith in yourself. And these are all things that are so important. I now realize, as I've been told by a psychiatrist that I had recently, David, you never had a crazy thought in your head. And that's a very humbling thing for me to say, because I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm David Clark, you know. But I'm no better, no worse than any other person, and I've had problems with being arrogant in my past or going the opposite way of humility into humiliation, thinking I was the biggest schmuck in the world. You know, I just am a man. I just am a beautiful man, as we are all beautiful children of God, you know, and it's as simple as that. It's just a matter of coming to accept the beauty that God does not make junk. There are no mistakes. There are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason, and we're all here for a reason, and it can be a profound reason if you open yourself up to the possibilities of the universe. Wouldn't you agree, Brenda?
Absolutely, and that's the thing is, there comes a point where life can be so difficult that you just surrender and you say, into your hands I command my spirit, O Lord. And when that happens, and it happened for me, I felt like I cracked open from the inside, and there was like this pouring of grace and ease and it does not make life perfect, but it just is when you are humble enough to realize that you are not alone, then the world
embraces
you in a whole new light.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. You know, Rob, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'm going to plant a seed. I really would like to have you be a guest at some point in the future when you're feeling ready, because you have an amazing story to share. And when you're ready, just let me know. For now, I thank you for calling in and being brave enough to speak to Brenda. See, it wasn't so bad, was it?
Not at all. Thank you, David.
Well, thank you, Rob. It's been wonderful meeting you.
Yeah.
Likewise, Brenda.
And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And thank you for joining us. I'm going to mute your microphone. Unless you have anything else for Brenda, you can listen to the rest of the show, which is going to be ending in about 5 minutes.
Okay, good enough. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Yep, you take care. Thank you. So, Brenda, what else can you share, or would you be willing to share as a message of hope tonight for others who are out there who are looking for an answer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. one of the things, my show is E-Factor Radio and E-Factor Network, and E is all about empowering, electrifying, and enriching lives through universal love. And so, you know, E, we often think about the economy, and we think about, you know, all the green initiatives and things like that. But it comes down, I also like the E letter, because there are so many emotionally descriptive, rich words in that letter of the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want you all, when you think of the letter E, or you look at a word and you see E, I want you to brace and embrace yourself with the fact that you are empowered to be extraordinary beyond your wildest dreams.
Wow.
The power is there. It's within you to enrich
you. Wow.
In
more,
such, just smile. When you see the letter E, smile and embrace it.
What would you say to people that are afraid of their feelings and perhaps speaking in terms of positive and negative feelings? That doesn't imply judgment, but let's face it, there are feelings that make us feel better and feelings that don't. What can you share with us is to your own thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, whatever, about feelings and ways that we can enhance our sense of well-being and embrace our humanness.
I'd love to share. Years ago, somebody put the book Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins in my hands and said, you'll love this. And it was a very thick tome of literature, and it was hardcover and everything. And I went, wow, this is going to take me a while. But Dr. David Hawkins created the scale of relativity of emotions and scaled everything from the deepest, darkest emotion all the way up to the greatest, grandest celebration emotion. And from deep darkness, which is heaviness, and often connotates the negative emotions, and then raises up through the emotion of love all the way up to the highest emotion, which is joy. And so there are 1,000 different emotions in this scale of relevance. And what I would like you to do is, if you can look up on the internet David Hawkins' scale of relativity, and really look at those emotions. And if you are feeling dull and dark, I would put my finger and run it up and down the scale until you feel where you are at, what makes sense, and look around and look at that emotion. And then look around your world and look at the emotions of the people that are surrounding you. Make no mistake, the emotions of the people will mirror back the emotion you are feeling. So if you want to change your life, move your finger up the scale to where it feels next best. And then concentrate on that emotion and feel it and start to embrace it and experience it for yourself. And then watch how the world changes around you. And I think that there's a great wisdom in that, we have 60,000 thoughts every day. You know, and start to look at what are your emotions that you're experiencing? What are your thoughts? And if you don't like what you're thinking, change it. It's just
that's right.
It may be difficult to do, but it is that simple. And so I just want to plant that seed.
Thank you. And I trust that you would agree that thoughts can generate feelings, but at an ultimate level, we're responsible for everything that we always have a choice in each and every aspect of our lives, and that we can actually choose our own feelings.
We can. You really can.
Yeah.
It's just like you choose what kind of food to put in your mouth. You choose what kind of laundry soap to use. You choose what brand of socks you like. Why not choose what emotion you want to wear and be?
So, folks, you don't need to be a victim. You do not need to be swept away by tidal waves of feelings that you think are uncontrollable, because they are. It takes a lot of practice, and you are worth it. Absolutely worth it. I think affirmation is so important, and if you can't do it for yourself, I will do it for you right now. Anything is possible if only you apply yourself. Thank you so much for being with me tonight on such short notice. God bless you.
Oh, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you and be with your audience, and thank you for asking. I was just popping onto Facebook, and there David was.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
I could have been so anxious, and I was just cool as a cucumber. So thank you again, and God bless. All the best to you. And with that said, we're now going to close. At this point, we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks to find common ground and take it to the next level here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.